With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law that's intended to protect domestic violence victims. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The justices ruled 8-1 in favor of a 1994 ban on firearms for people under restraining orders to stay away from their spouses or partners. The justices reversed a ruling from the Federal Appeals Court in New Orleans that had struck down the law. It's the justices' first Second Amendment case since they expanded gun rights in 2022. The case involved a Texas man accused of hitting his girlfriend and threatening to shoot her. The case was watched for its potential effect on cases in which gun ownership laws were questioned, including Hunter Biden's prosecution. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, it'll be another few days of sweating out record high heat for millions of Americans.
A heat wave is wrapping its muggy arms around the U.S. from the Midwest to New England. The National Weather Service says record hot temperatures will continue over the Midwest and Ohio Valley, expanding to the Mid-Atlantic. Heat and humidity could send heat index readings above 100 degrees in many locations.
We're going to generally be in the mid-90s.
National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Ledbetter.
For it to happen this early in the season is a bit abnormal.
In Squam Lake in New Hampshire, ice blocks packed in sawdust since the winter were lifted from an insulated storage hut, a tradition at the rustic, rocky-walled Deep Haven camps for more than a century. I'm Jennifer King.
Rail service in the Northeast has been disrupted for a second day. Amtrak trains into and out of New York City delayed or canceled. And service on the commuter line NJ Transit suspended during the morning rush hour before later resuming. Amtrak is blaming the disruptions on a disabled commuter train. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 2 points, the Nasdaq 49 points in the red. This is SRN News. Ireland considers a hate crimes law. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmakers are considering legislation that has stirred much controversy due to its vague wording. One part of the proposed legislation makes it an offense to, quote, possess materials that could incite hatred, with a 5-year prison term to be levied against violators. Some critics say that could make possession of a Bible against the law. Scotland recently sparked an uproar with its own hate crime statute. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Artificial intelligence could be misused to spread misleading or false claims about the Holocaust. That's the warning from a new UNESCO report. The international agency sees that powerful AI programs could allow hate groups to generate realistic photos and images that falsely call into question the murder of Jews and other groups by the Nazis. UNESCO wants tech companies to address the potential problem. This is SRN News. An Alabama man wanted in connection with homicides in Oklahoma and Alabama has been apprehended in Arkansas. 50-year-old Stacy Lee Drake taken into custody Thursday in a wooded area in Morrilton, Arkansas. He was being held in the Conway County Detention Center. Authorities say he has an extradition hearing scheduled for today. A tremendous outpouring of love for a veteran in New England.
Marine Corps veteran Jerry Brooks died alone in a nursing home in Maine, abandoned and all but forgotten. Then the funeral home posted a notice asking if anybody would like to serve as a pallbearer or simply attend the funeral. Within minutes, it was turning away volunteers to carry the casket. Hundreds of people who knew nothing about the 86-year-old man were giving him a final salute with full military honors. Semper Fi, Marine. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.